Time, gentlemen, please. Cassie Gripper, proprietor of the Railway Hotel, had to shout to make herself heard above the strains of good King Wenceslas coming from the public bar. It felt like Christmas now, the holly leaves she'd laid along the shelves adding to the festive atmosphere. Time, gentlemen. She pushed her thick brown fringe back from her forehead, feeling hot and excited. Many of her customers had already finished work. Everybody was in high good humour, but she had to bring this hectic lunchtime session to an end. Reluctantly, empty glasses were being put down. Merry Christmas, customers were shouting as they moved towards the door. Happy Yuletide. One old man patted her arm on his way to the door. A grandmother at last, eh? That'll please you, missus. The place was emptying now. What did John have? A son to carry on here? Cassie laughed. I'll be carrying on here. Got plenty of years in me, yeah? Course you have, missus. It was a girl. 6.5 pounds. We'll be back to wet the baby's head. Haven't done her justice yet. You don't look old enough to be a grandmother. Cassie grimaced. 50 was more than old enough, and she was afraid she looked every day of it. It was all the late nights she'd had. You're in your prime, lass. Merry Christmas to you.